of love and hate and death and dying, mama, apple pie, and the whole thing, it covers a lot of territory, country music does. Johnny Cash. In memory, everything seems to happen to music. Tennessee Williams. The course of true love never did run smooth. Shakespeare. Where thou art, that is home. Emily Dickinson. Good morning, Nashville. Best music listeners this world over. Better than New York. Better than L.A. Nashville audiophiles, those of you listening to old Floyd Masters, know the best of the best when you hear it. Yes, ma'am, you do. And you like it early. 5 a.m. is always a good time for real country music. I've got quite the playlist coming your way this morning. There's been all that hubbub about male country singers being the lettuce in the salad and female country singers being the tomatoes everybody eats around. That you can't play back-to-back songs by women on top 40 country radio or else you lose your listeners. First of all, that's one dumb metaphor spoken from the mouth of one dumb radio disc jockey. Not me, for once. Hallelujah for that. Someone failed to tell him that nobody in the South likes salads. Not really. Put some salt on those homegrown straight from the vine heirlooms and we'll choose tomatoes over lettuce any day. I'm pretty tired of the boys' club on the radio, folks, where every song's about trucks, drinking beer, parties on the weekends, girls in bikinis, more trucks. All that music written by the same handful of songwriters, all of it's divorced from the rich tradition of country music. Good country music should make you feel something, should cover the entire territory of the heart. Glad Joe Lover is speaking up about women being unwanted tomatoes of top 40 country radio. She had a real good interview on CMT in Good Morning America. Not that it'll make that hard-headed DJ believe any different. Men might dominate the radio playlist on top 40 stations, but rest assured, my friends, I've got a full female playlist for you this morning and every morning for the next couple of days. Patsy will follow Dolly, will follow Loretta, will follow Tammy, will follow Reba, will follow Joanne, will follow Mother Maybelle, and back again. You'll see just how well these ladies follow one another. I bet nobody will be calling in and saying, "Oh, Floyd, please, please, please play J.D. Gunn in the Empty Shells. Please give us some of that lettuce music." Nope, I bet you won't. Even if you do, I don't have to listen because this here is independent radio. And if you're listening, Joanne Lover, which I know you're not, congratulations on your debut tonight as the newest Grand Ole Opry member. She's preserved the tradition in her songwriting, carried on the history in that voice of hers. Finest female vocalist this side of the Cumberland River. The next queen of country, I have no doubt. And she broke my heart by saying yes to the brightest producer Nashville's seen in decades. He's a handsomer devil than old Floyd Masters, I'll give him that. Joanne Lover and Nick Sullivan will make some good-looking babies. All right, folks, I guess that's enough talk from the slickest voice in country radio. Here's your Cheatin' Heart by Patsy Cline, your first fix for the morning. There's more to come, so keep it tuned right here to 87.3 FM, Vanderbilt's WHYW morning broadcast.
Chapter 1. The Wrong Chord. Joanne Lover was ready to stand beneath the bright red lights of the Ryman Auditorium. Under those lights, she'd feel more herself than she did hiding here in the darkness. Her band members twisted their tuning pegs while stagehands shifted the electrical cords around like they were making calligraphy on the wooden floor. Jo rocked from heel to toe in her red cowgirl boots. Her earlobes turned pink before she walked out on stage. Her upper lip could sweat more than her armpits, which amazed her, and the left side of her mouth twitched. Same thing happened to Elvis, but he made it billion-dollar cool. Jo searched for the king of 70s country music, Phil Dobie, due on stage any minute now to invite her out where all of the greats, like Patsy Cline, Dolly Parton, and Loretta Lynn, had once held a microphone and filled the room with their sweet melodies. She'd been waiting her whole life to be standing out there as an Opry member, and she wished to do right by all that talent tonight.